Sagt der Mishnah Vayta, Masechtes Saita, Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav. So Klal Yisrael heard from the Kayan HaMashuach, they heard from the Shaitrim. Pasuk now says, Vayikach Haloisa Shaitrim Lidaber La'am, and it shall be when the Shaitrim, the officers, finish their speech to the people. Faktu Sari Tzavois Berashe Yam, they shall be Memana, they shall appoint leaders of the different groups in the army in front of the people. Although the Pasuk only says in front of the people, Berasha'am, but you should know there were also people appointed to stand behind the soldiers. In addition to the front, it was also Ube'akevoy Shalom, from behind the people. What was the job of those in front, and what was the job of those behind the soldiers? Zok the Mishnah Vayter, the job for the people in front was to lift the soldiers if they fell. Mamidin Zekifin Lefenayim. These were strong people. They had to lift up those that fell down and give them chizik. Keep going. Don't fall. The acherim, others, miacherim, were from behind. Listen to what their job was. The chashilin shel barzel. They had iron axes, biyadein, in their hands. That kind of discouraged anyone from turning around and running back. If anyone tried to turn and run away from the war, Rishus piyadai. These people with the axes had rishus lekapeach es shaykav, literally to cut off his legs, because this was sekanas nefashis. Shetchilas nisa nefila. But we read it the other way. Explains the Batanura. A sign of falling, a sign of losing, is when you run. A whole army can fall apart when a few soldiers panic and they start running the other way. So really, those that start running the other way, they're putting into sakana the lives of others. Memela, they have a din of a roidef. A roidef means someone is trying to kill someone else. And the din is, if someone is trying to kill someone, you're allowed to kill him. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Nas Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, ran away, lifnei Pelishtim, before the Pelishtim. V'gam ha'geif ha'gadar l'hoise ba'am. It was a great slaughter among the people. The great slaughter took place only after they began to run away. U'lahalamiyam, and later on it says, in a similar vein, Vayenusu anshe Yisrael b'pnei Pelishtim. First it says the men of Yisrael started running. They fled from the Pelishtim. And Vayiplu chalalim, and they fell, slain, Rachman al-Islan. Now remember, anyone that said he was scared, for sure, according to Rabbi Akiva, who says Pashut, he's scared of war, he was able to turn around and leave. But once you make a decision you're part of the army, then you can't turn around. If you panic and you turn around and run, you're causing everyone else to panic. And this shows us what an achrayus we all have for each other. Sometimes a boy can say, oh, it's never going to work. We'll never be able to do the test. It's too hard. Or it's such a foolish game we play by recess. And everyone says, yeah, we'll never do it anyway. It doesn't make any sense. And you have the responsibility for everyone. You know, I'll tell you an interesting thing. A cook who cooks in a big camp and in a big yeshiva told me that he could work so hard to make the most sophisticated new knish. And he's at the mercy of the first person's nose. One boy says, ugh, gross. Everyone else throws it away. The first soldiers start running. Everyone else panics and runs. No, we'll never win. We're going to lose. So we always have to think before we express our feelings what our responsibility and our achrayus is to others. Okay, so quickly chazing over our Mishnah. Our Mishnah told us that after the Shaitrim finished speaking to the people, there were those in charge in front. There were strong people that lifted anyone that fell. And there were those in back with iron axes saying, no, now it's too late to run.